It's John Holmberg here, shilling away for the people I sleep with at Tuft and Needle. Oh, my goodness. I went over to the Tuft and Needle store on Scottsdale and Thomas and laid down on their brand new hybrid mattress. Now, I've got the Mint mattress at my house, and I sleep like a baby that doesn't cry, and obviously a very sleepy baby, but a baby nonetheless, just deep, super sleep. I wake up so rested. Got on the hybrid, and I said, okay, next level of comfort. I bought the hybrid immediately. It's a perfect combination of the coils and the foam that Tuft & Needle has kind of reinvented. This mattress is amazing. Then I got the adjustable bed frame under me, and I'm like, okay, I want this too. I'm redoing the whole bedroom because all their new stuff is so amazing. Not to say their old stuff isn't equally as amazing. Plus, I got the pillows, the sheets, this thing called the pouch, which is a reinvention of the beanbag. You got to go down there and check all this stuff out. Go over to Tuft & Needle, Scottsdale and Thomas Roads, or in Gilbert at Gilbert Heritage Marketplace, and sleep with me at Tuft & Needle. Man, the only thing missing right now is if Mark Malone were to pop in.
Old school.
Old Rosy Cheeks Brett's popping by. He used to work here years ago. Comes and say hi. In town for the Steelers-Cardinals game. Family flew in from the Berg. Man, people made the trip out to this thing. Weather let you down a little bit, but man, oh man. Seeing Rosy Cheeks is strange.
All we need is Don DeBaca,
yeah.
McNabb in the parking lot.
Yeah, if Double Bogey came rolling in, McNabb was asleep in the parking lot, Malone was in here cussing at Brady about not knowing what a woman's C is. That's the greatest phrase I've ever heard two grown men say to each other. You don't know what a clitoris is, do you? I do, too. And I had to leave the room because I'm like, this is fantastic.
It went on for weeks.
No, it was just a moment of like, okay, this has devolved into just the worst moment in two people's lives.
I do, too. Yeah. You have to defend
it. I do, too. Do not. Do, too.
I just remember hearing Brady go, I've heard guys say it. Because we were talking about
it goes
how
both ways.
In Africa, the you know, when the high priest cuts off the girl's C, and then you said something about pregnancy, and then I said something else, and then Mark Malone goes, you don't know what a... oh, no. I do, too! I've heard guys say I'm going to bang her in the... Never heard that.
No.
And then I had to leave, because this was going to be something I couldn't stop laughing at both sides.
What is Malone doing now?
He was here a couple days ago.
He's got his own show.
Doing still. His own show. And
does it from his house, I believe.
Built a studio out there in his pad. Just kicking ass and being Mark Malone. Although I was talking to Randy Bauman from WDVE in Pittsburgh and had brought up Mark Malone to him. So we talked. I said, yeah, Malone lives out here. And I talked to him a little bit about Chuck Knoll's system and this and that. And he goes, Malone ever tell you the story about the guy who drove his car into the, whatever, the Allegheny or the Monongahela River?
No, he drove it into Three Rivers Stadium.
Oh, he drove it into the stadium. That's right. He just took off and drove it smack dab right and just smashed into the stadium. And he got out and they said, why'd you do that? And he goes, in protest to the fact that Mark Malone is our quarterback.
Solid.
Like, he was basically furious that the team continued to let Mark Malone play quarterback.
How much longer?
How much longer is this going to go on? I'll tear the building down.
Right into the stadium.
Yeah. Hilarious. It's time for What Would Brady Do? Because Brady's the most moral man in the world, even though he may or may not know, according to Mark Malone, certain love buttons on a lady. A lady's devil button is not necessarily what he thought it was. Mark had to explain it the way Mark sees it. I'm not sure Mark understood what it was, but I had to leave the room. It's all brought to you by M&P Jewelry right there on 12th Street and Indian School if you want to go. It's the holiday season. They got all sorts of stuff in there that's very unique. And the stories behind it, probably unique as well. And then maybe you're in a situation like some people we know that might want to get rid of some jewelry. Well, then, gosh darn it all, you can head on over to M&P Jewelry right there. 12th Street and Indian School, we thank them for sponsoring. What would Brady do? Dear Brady, I have a serious situation. I need guidance from the most moral man in Phoenix.
Uh-oh.
I'm a 19-year-old college student, and I work at a computer place. My boss is paying me $4 the hour.
Whoa.
Huh? Yeah, that's what it says. I looked into it, and yes, he's exempt from paying the minimum wage, but he still has to pay at least $7.25. Do I talk to him now or wait until I screw something up and shove knowledge in his face? Like John, my dad said I got to be a earner. And I bike to college and work to earn money for a car. Plus, my boss always gets conveniently sick on payday, which pisses me off. What would Brady do? Dare him.
Absolutely, you can talk to him about the minimum wage or, you know, if it's $7.25. and if that... You know, job, there's no other option. You can apply at the Corporation Commission, complain that you're not at the minimum. Then they come back and they'll contact and say, you need to up the wage, and they'll actually can get previous earnings.
Or get a job.
Get a real one.
That pays more than $4 an hour because
if the guy's dodging you on payday, right. I don't think it's going to get better.
Yeah, and you can say,
you
well,
probably won't have the discussion.
It's computer work, so I need to stay in the industry.
Yeah,
that's not anywhere else than the place that pays $4 an hour. 1987, I was hired at Tony Roma's as a busboy at $3.75 an hour. I made a quarter less than you in the Reagan administration.
Yeah, you're getting screwed.
You are getting hammered, man. So I wouldn't, Brady's right if you want to make a big stink out of this $4 an hour job and go to the county commissioner. But I say, get another job at McDonald's.
Amazing that you feel that, I guess maybe this could be his dream job, I guess.
Even
at $4 an hour.
If, like Eric said, if your dream job includes the owner of the company hiding on payday.
Yeah.
That's just not a good sign.
Your bar's too low.
Right. Not a good sign.
McDonald's has computers. You ring up people and you go into, they pay a reasonable wage.
If you ever have to fight to get your check,
right,
you need to start looking
like
elsewhere.
Pratt's operation. I talked to some people that worked over there for the Dave Pratt, who everyone hates in this city because he's an awful human being. But and also ran a huge scam. Let me get into this for a second.
Oh, here we go.
So I'm watching the news the other day, and Pratt's boys started this. Listen to this, though. I found out more about this. So his boys start this company. Dave Pratt used to be a radio guy here in town. He's irrelevant now, for those of you who don't know. And I've hated him from jump, pretty much. Anyway, because he steals from charities. And here's evidence of that. His kids started this thing where they supposedly set up Christmas things. They call their business the Entermazement. It's beyond entertainment. Ooh. It's Entermazement. So they're on the news because that storm that blew through here a few weeks ago knocked down a bunch of their displays for Christmas, where they openly admitted to using Disney features and music in their infomazement, intermazement thing. So they started a GoFundMe page, right, to have it rebuilt and raise some money to have the things put back together. Well, they did that. Do you know what blew over?
The GoFundMe page?
No, Brady. Oh. Their father, Dave's front yard, was where they put this. This wasn't a business. This wasn't anything else. They just decorated. It would be like if your house decorations blew over and
so
you went.
So people could come by and enjoy seeing that.
I guess the same as the way you have stuff in front of your house.
Yeah.
If it blows over and you go online and say, well, I sure could use some more money because my Christmas decorations fell off. People would be like, go yourself, grifter. Yeah. But they lied and told the news that it was a bunch of displays for businesses. But their dad let the cat out of the bag on the Instagram the other day and said, I'm so proud of my boys. Here they are featured on Channel 3. If you want to see it, it's in front of my house. Like, that's your home decorations. The wind blows over, you go fix it yourself.
Hey, everybody can use a little help.
No.
Well,
he's a thief. And his kids are now raised as thieves. Anyway, so there's that guy. Where was I?
Are they in trouble?
Well, they should be. They've been reported to Disney, by the way. Disney has a whole tattle on us page where if, like, you start using their stuff and charging money to see it, there's a whole page on Disney.com that says, report that immediately. We'll crash down that with great fury and furious anger. And I hope they do. Where was I?
So back people to this weren't getting $4 an hour.
Yeah,
right.
People weren't getting paychecks at Pratt's.
So
place
Pratt's
either?
Thing is, guy talks to me. He's like, yeah, I used to work there. He said, but I had to quit. I'm like, why? Because every payday he'd give us checks and say, don't cash them for like a week.
Another bad
yeah,
sign.
And it's like, really? He's like, yeah, I just got to juggle some stuff around. We've got them. I just put it in the wrong account. So, like, it happened like three
Hold
times.
Hold off for me, will you?
Guy was a cameraman.
If that happens.
Hilarious.
Twice. Like, I'll give you, like, one time a little screw up. But, yeah, if it's a constant.
I had a problem with that, I believe, here once with one of my checks. Because
Hubbard or
Sandusky? Yeah, Hubbard, the very first time. And it's because they goofed and transferred the wrong money somewhere. It was like right when we first got them, before Tripp even got here, when they first took over the payments.
Man.
And my check didn't clear. And they're like, we goofed. There wasn't enough in the account. It was like just bare bones enough to pay everybody.
And you were about like done. You're like, I'm out of here.
No. And I said, okay. Man. And I thought to myself, this happens a couple more times. I'm not real sure these new owners are any good.
Yeah, that can
Yeah, it really kind of made
lead
me go,
to distrust.
Wow. For the first 13 years of working here, never once did the bank account go dry. And now I try to get my check done, and they're like, no, this check's no good, even though it's a payroll check.
Yours comes from a different account.
It's a payroll check. They're supposed to be accepted before they're let out.
Yours is coming from the Cayman Islands.
It got goofed, yeah. Mine's written in Arabic. And in the memo, it always says, see something, say something. yeah, go get a better job. Your job's dumb. If anybody even says it, I can only pay you $4 an hour and some hand-wrapped spearmint treats.
Yeah, have some pride.
There's places that pay more for picking up dog crap.
You could babysit and make more money.
Sure. Yeah.
I could fill moles on my body and make more money. Put it on the internet. You find somebody who'll pay you $5 an hour for that fetish.
Plasma. There's all sorts of options.
Yeah, tons of opportunities. Higher than $4 an hour. Felix, get on it. Dear Brady, I'm in need of your help. I need your advice. The Wednesday before Thanksgiving, I met a chick at a bar and took her home with me. The next day at a family dinner, there she is. Shows up. She's a cousin I didn't know about. This is happening a lot. We both had no idea, but it was good loving. And I mean good loving. She still wants to get together. I'm on the fence. What do I do? CH.
Hook it up, bro.
Again.
What are you doing? I'm just curious. How would you not never, I mean, you never knew that this was a cousin. This is the first time that they've come to a family function.
Maybe she just moved there. Maybe there's some reconciling. I don't know.
I guess it could happen.
I'm sure I've got cousins I've never met.
I'd probably say knock it off. Let alone, even if the loving, you know, like you said, was really good. You're going to have a tough time with that relationship.
I'll tell you right now. I have cousins I've met but haven't seen in so long that if I ran into again, I wouldn't know them.
Forget their name
and
everything?
Good chance of that.
Yeah. I could see it.
A good chance of that.
Plus, maybe, you know, you knew them as kids or you saw them when you were a kid, but now you have no idea what they look
like. Out-of-state cousin, game on. I would think
You don't go back.
You're going to have a – yeah.
You don't go back. You banged her. It happened. You got some good cousin loving.
Yeah.
There are other fish in the sea.
Or there are other fish in the family.
Or the family, yeah, whatever. Whatever you're into.
Yeah, well, you're into it.
There's a guy that's making $4 an hour you can introduce you to.
For $8 an hour, I can introduce you to Felix, and then he'll bone you better than your cousin. Dear Brady, my cousin was schizophrenic and decided he no longer wanted to live. He believed suicide would be make him be able to go to heaven, so he robbed and killed a 7-Eleven worker so he could get into a shootout with the police. How would you process all of this? Will he go to heaven, hell, purgatory? Oh, add in this to the messed up story. He was molested as a child by his older stepbrothers, which in turn, then he molested me. Have a great day, Harry.
Jesus. What? And then will he get into heaven or hell?
Yeah, yeah. That's the question, Eric. Don't lose focus.
This is how I would process this. I said, wow, he lived a messed up life. Really tough time. You know what? What do I got to do today? Time to live my life.
Would you go to heaven, hell, or purgatory?
That's not my call on that. So
if
I
was,
know.
It is right now.
Yeah.
I hate that you answer that this way.
What would Brady do?
He's asking, what would Brady do? You are the God of this kingdom.
Would I say, oh, he's going to?
Brady, you are the God of what would Brady do? There are no others.
It's your world, baby.
Deny them all. I think that's the third commandment that you're dismissing. There are no others. You are. He is asking you. This story has been told. You have the ultimate power. Heaven, hell, purgatory.
Just know that.
Based on the rules.
Just know. Okay, I will. Based on the rules. Just know that I love you and I love your brother.
That's great.
Yeah.
Do you
heaven,
really?
Hell, or purgatory?
And just know that.
What's his
when
name
your
again?
Brother comes
who's,
to me.
Because I said
who's
it.
This
and talks
you
to
love?
Me.
Yeah.
That is between me and your brother. That's all you need to
know. But you have specific rules. You've written down that said that whole suicide thing is pretty much an out. Do you stick to your rules? Do you let him in?
Well, now that's rules according to someone that's developed their religion on that, their basis.
That's what we're saying, by the ones you go by, right?
So I am saying
suicide's bad.
What do you feel about suicide?
Can your brother can go to heaven? Yes, he can.
Do you think suicide is an, no matter what the books say or however it's preached, that's an in? You're going
to
heaven.
It's a sin. Can he be forgiven for that?
How?
He's dead.
Well, but you don't. You talk
you can't
to God
ask for forgiveness
when you're talking about getting into heaven, and if you're going that making that call. You're
so you're putting him in because you just you're not into the suicide.
You don't like hell.
I think suicide's a horrible option, but sure. But it definitely differs when the person's 86 or just riddled or with arthritis, like my mom's friend Betty, who decided to do it. The Kevorkian situation.
Brady, you ever watch poker on TV?
Yes.
You know when they throw down like the what's in the hand, like he's got an ace and a nine like that. Like it's got a probability.
He
on
needs
that.
The river card,
right? His percentage of what he's holding with as suicide
is yes,
like 9%.
Yeah,
chances.
He needs the river card,
so he's purgatory more than likely.
No, it goes either way. Whatever the river
that's
card
what purgatory is.
Yeah, that's no, an either way.
The river card means you can win it or you lose it.
In the meantime. Yeah. Waiting for that river card.
Yeah, you wait for
which
the river
you
card.
Will not throw.
Yeah, I won't throw that.
You won't let him. So you're not saying he's got to get in or get out.
I don't know the situation well enough.
He killed. Oh my God,
that was pretty detailed.
He robbed a 7-Eleven and killed a man so he could get into a shootout with the cops. Caught by suicide. How do you process this? Does he go to heaven, hell, or purgatory?
He killed. Him.
I would base
he did murder.
What
too?
About the rest? Hell. That's the only thing I know about.
Hell.
That's only the. The split second or this piece of the life
it,
that I
though.
Know about him.
That's it. That's all you need to know.
But it not it doesn't
well, he was
matter.
Molested.
I think if you yeah. live a
and
good
he molested
life,
somebody
yeah,
else.
And
situation.
Then he molested a person. He's molested
let's
and
go, let's review.
I'm going to forgive the guy.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Well, get over here and get your pants
yeah,
down.
Yeah.
Giving you a run.
Wait a minute. A murderer, molester, guy who commits suicide.
Makes a well, cop no, shoot him.
He wasn't a murderer.
Yes, yeah, he was. He shot a 7-Eleven guy.
Oh, I thought he said he robbed the 7-Eleven.
He robbed
and
killed
and
a 7-Eleven worker so he could get into a shootout.
Okay, I missed that part. All right.
Well, that's important.
All right, now he's back into the lake of fire.
you're the worst
guy. Well, you're going to miss a lot of stuff if you're God ever.
You don't even know what a clitoris is. Malone?
I knew her.
Robbed and killed a 7-Eleven worker so he could get into a shootout with the police. So then there's a police officer who has to live his life.
Yeah.
Knowing that he's killed a man to save other people that were terrified at the time, who now probably have post-traumatic stress disorder because of this guy, but who also, by the way, molested the writer of the very What Would Brady Do letter.
However, he was molested.
I thought he was molested.
Okay. That's all right.
A big,
I'm taking over this. There's a coup on God.
Yeah, I got it.
Here's what I'll do. I'll balance it out. If you're molested and you do some molesting in my world, we're going to wash those away and look at your other thing. That's going to come up later. But right now I'm like, I see why you might have gone that route. Now then the 7-Eleven murder, that's a tough one.
Yep.
Because you were never murdered first. So that's all on
and
you.
And then he
right
turned
on.
It on himself.
Well, he didn't. He had another person.
And there's plenty
of
people that have had bad things happen to him as a child that have
does not. All right. So then we start to bring the card.
Yeah. They have not murdered people. Yeah.
Then the molestation comes back into play because it's like, well, and I can balance this out with the thousands of people who were molested who didn't do this to someone else.
Skills
so you're
are on
saying
my side.
It wasn't suicide.
Yes,
it was suicide by cop. Do you need me to draw this?
But you're saying he didn't. I thought you just said basically.
Will you draw it?
I'm gonna start a little.
But
story
I'll tell you, he's going to the lake of fire. That's the.
You're putting him in hell now.
Yeah, yeah.
A second ago, you said you forgive him.
I had to talk
he
it out.
Attention.
So it was purgatory.
No purgatory.
He sat and waited for you to choose.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, he got a couple of minutes.
He visited every level.
He got to see the whole building. It's like we're going to show Brett around in a little while.
Man, you really screwed him. He was at the gates, about to go in.
So close, but
yanked
sorry.
Yanked him right back out.
So you tell Carrie.
Three strikes
who
program.
Emailed me.
Three strikes.
That in your world, he's in hell.
Yeah, most likely.
Okay.
Yeah.
There you go. What was the whole forgiving thing about earlier?
And that's tough for you
if
to
there
do.
Was a split second in between, you know, that he said, you know what, I'm so sorry I did this, you know, right before he died.
That's all you got
to
do.
You have to do and mean it.
Yeah,
because I'm pretty sure there's. I'm pretty sure when you got bullet holes from a cop in you and you just killed some people, there might be a couple moments of regret, no matter how crazy
you can be forgiven.
That's insane.
So if you,
I don't want to be in heaven with that.
Like
guy.
Jeffrey Dahmer, all he has to do is say I'm sorry at the end. He's good. He's in heaven.
He could be forgiven.
Oh my God, I don't like this.
Too lax, I say. You need better management. I believe. Well, I remember at Tony Romo's once. I was first day manager. And a lovely girl named Kristen Guerrero, who I just thought the world of, was my bar. She was the girl who did the drinks at the bar. And I was the bartender. She's running around doing the bar waitress stuff. And it was a slow night. And I started to, I'm like, my first day by myself. And I'm like, you know what, I'm going to cut the, three or four people. I'm cutting three or four of the people, skeleton crew here. It looks like we're going to have a slow night. And then it started to pick up. And I got a little nervous that my first night was going to get chaotic. So I said, all right, I've canceled the cut. And then it got okay. And then I cut again. And then I got, and I started, and then she goes, you look like a candy ass. Make a decision. And it stuck with me. Every day I started to make cuts. Is this a candy ass cut or is this a legit cut? And I think about that all the time. Management needs strong choices, strong decisions, and strong rules. You kill a 7-Eleven guy, you're not working at Tony Roma's with me. Wait, what? That's out, man. That's brutal.
But I would turn it on him, too, the guy who wrote the letter, and say, well, what do you think?
That's why he's asking you,
Why? Why?
So he doesn't know?
Why would you do that? That's kind of a dick move.
Why would you ask him? Well, why does he ask, you know, the same thing, really?
Because he's lost. He wants an answer. He doesn't. If he had one, he wouldn't need you.
You go to somebody, you have a god in front of you.
What do you think? What do you
What do you think?
What do you think I should do?
That's why I'm asking. Are you the one that's supposed to tell me?
So I could kill a guy, and I could commit suicide. And
I'll say yes. I'm in. Yeah.
Yeah,
I'm in.
Yeah, you potentially could, I guess.
Do you find that, in all seriousness, do you find that to be a beautiful thing?
No, I do not. I don't find it funny, you know, because you made the point. Okay, this guy's writing the letter.
Yeah.
Now you want to go there, and he's asking me. Would I tell him face to face? Oh no, he's going to hell.
I would.
I am. I don't feel comfortable doing that.
This is a weird
more
thing.
I don't know if that would. I don't feel like I'm the guy that would.
Well, you're not going to actually do it, but yeah. In your opinion, he's going to hell. And if you've got the hell in part of your rule book and you've got the hell in part of your belief system.
The activities there.
Why not say, you're dude, you and I both know.
Yeah, he lived a bad life.
When he killed the 7-Eleven guy after he raped you, so he had shot by the cops.
Well, no, he didn't rape. He was
yes, he did.
Molested. I thought you said he was molested.
He was molested,
and
but he then he
molested the guy in the letter. Oh, yeah, we needed to draw this. Yeah. That's the third time I've said that.
There's so much sin in this equation.
Which means he's going to hell.
Yeah, he was.
But you religious guys don't like saying people are going to hell.
Because we're taught it's not our call.
Well, that depends
but
on.
But then why?
Hold on.
But you make a lot
There's
of
plenty
it.
Of religious guys that
that's true. It's a good point.
Come on. Yeah, Pat Robertson point. Probably does it every day.
Brady, it's Pat.
I know, people.
Let me tell you something.
What do you got, Pat?
I mean, the rapes are okay, as we've determined through Christ and all the Catholics, that's fine. Molestation is part of life. But killing a 7-Eleven employee, unless he was Middle Eastern.
Oh, what if he was homosexual?
And gay.
Oh, jeez. You're in.
Right, but where I draw the line is standing outside trying to have the police shoot you.
That's why I was trying to tell these guys. I don't have all the information, Pat.
You have everything
we've
got.
Was he Middle Eastern? Was he gay?
But if he was, then he's got himself a seat at the hand of Christ.
Was he a midget? Brady hates midgets.
Oh, they're one of God's biggest goofs.
They get a magical pass.
All right, he's putting them in.
All right, if he was a midget and he did all this, God's like, sorry about that whole bumpy car ride to the hospital that caused your growth disorder. That's just potholes. I'm going to let you in. You've been through enough. Yeah, I don't understand. Like, that's easy. He's going to hell. And then some. I know. I got to go.
You got to go to hell.
So
you got to go to hell.
Quite a story. He's going to hell. Your brother's in hell. If you believe in all that stuff, you have to take the good and the bad.
We need to have a little more debate on this.
He's going to hell.
Yeah.
It is funny, though. Like, you're very hesitant to send people to hell. Yeah.
And that guy, if anybody deserves it, it's this cat.
But then Kirk Cameron and Pat Robertson are like telling everybody he's going to hell.
Yeah, for far less.
Yeah. Two sides. Yeah, you just look at another girl, you're going to hell to Kirk Cameron.
Kirk Cameron doesn't like your dreams. Like, you've got a little Kim Jong-un living in your head watching everything. Persecuting you constantly.
I need to hear from some more witnesses.
Yeah. You know? I've never
that lived with the guy.
Hey, I'll give it to you.
I can't go off of one letter.
You want to go through all the
scenarios. You let them all in, and eventually you're going to be like Sweden, where like everybody come in, and they're like, holy crap, we just let everybody in. And then they said nobody else can come in. That's where religion really turns me off.
There's a lot of fake news out there, John.
Yeah, but vicarious redemption is what made me, what led me away from all religion. I find that to be an abhorrent, awful thing. Forgiving some horrible person for killing another man? What about the purse, the family of the guy he killed?
Isn't it all relative, though? What's more, what's horrible and what's...
That's pretty horrible.
Well, I mean...
That's exactly the point.
Sure, murder is horrible, but lying's horrible, right?
Yeah.
Isn't stealing millions of dollars horrible?
Sure.
There's, like, what level
sends
you to hell?
And get that, really...
All that?
Yeah, all that. There's, like, all that's going. You're out.
You know, the it's all part of a sin underneath that.
Sure.
Well, I stole a candy bar when I was, like, 7.
See you in hell.
Am I going, all right, I don't know. That's
stole albums and an 8-track tape.
Yeah, see, there. You stole from Tony Romo.
Going to hell like crazy.
So are you going to hell?
Hell.
I mean, if there is one, sure. But I'd rather go there.
Well, is there any redemption for that?
Yeah, that's the thing. They're saying, yes, you know that being human or whatever, you're going to sin. God, no one's perfect.
You just have to go back
and
make amends.
And so the redemption part of it is asking for forgiveness.
Okay.
Now, some churches have.
But
I stole
a candy bar when I was like 7.
Yeah.
From a convenience store. Mom made me go.
Are you sad about it?
Yeah. I guess.
Did you apologize to God?
I had to apologize.
Did you say you'll never do it again?
The convenience store.
Right. Did you say you'll never do it again?
No, I guess. Did I? I probably did.
Did you live a life of not stealing candy bars?
Probably did to get out of trouble.
But am I the same as Jeffrey Dahmer?
Yep.
I am?
Mm-hmm.
That's the mind
issue that I have.
Because
exactly.
You can't experience that kind of love, that kind of difference that this guy. But again,
so that's
we're not
going
to be able to say in our minds, like, there's no way a guy like Dahmer could go in there. But we don't know.
I do.
The stuff that.
So,
that
candy bar, is there. If I don't apologize for the candy bar, I go to hell and Jeffrey could get in just by saying I'm sorry?
Well, mm-hmm. if you don't...
maliciously taking a life,
if
I
you don't
think,
feel like nope, stealing nope, the candy bar was wrong...
No redemption. I'm right. sorry.
If you really feel that stealing from that man who...
He had a lot of candy bar.
Right. Well, he had a lot to sell and you took it, you son of a bitch. I'll see you in the lake of fire. You're going to have melted chocolate all over your hands.
I cannot fathom that.
I can't either.
I can't.
I could go to hell, but Jeffrey Dahmer could get in.
Simple. Simple.
For stealing a candy bar.
I'd rather be in hell than sit with that sadistic lunatic that'll let Jeffrey Dahmer in his house.
That's a little far-fetched. Yeah,
that's where I'm like, what? He's in?
I'm...
And you're even questioning me? I'm fine. You know what? I'll take elevator down. Lower floor, please. This guy's a Looney Tunes. At least the guy down south has some pretty basic rules. He's my boy.
In my hell, I just have to eat all these candy bars.
Right. You have to constantly... eat and pay for candy bars, which was your nightmare. It's your nightmare.
Meanwhile,
life.
Jeffrey Dahmer's up there having a party.
This guy says, that'll be another quarter. Eternity in Hershey hell.
I used to love these. There's
gay guys everywhere and candy bar thieves. You thought it was all right. You're wrong. All right. There you go. That, my friends, is what Brady did, solving all the world's problems. And sending you to hell in the meantime. Stop shooting each other.
Big, red, badass.
What? What did you just say?
Badass. 98 KUPD.